Father Kevin Shemagon, pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Monday is from the book of Revelation. I, John, looked, and there was a Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and the Lamb. On their lips, no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. This is the last week of the church's year. The church invites us to reflect on the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. The first reading for the week from the liturgy is from Revelation. The book is mysterious and many times difficult. The book can give us holy insights and hope into Jesus. Revelation focuses on the dramatic event of the saving death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus' death and resurrection is the end and the beginning of all. The resurrection changes all history. In truth, the center of history. His resurrection, as we heard today, gathers multitudes around him and the Lamb. All sing for joy and are the first fruits of the kingdom of God. Our prayer is that we join the multitude, singing for joy, filled with hope, sharing in Christ's victory. There is no need for worry or despair. If we find our hearts terrified by life, ask the slain Lamb who gives life and takes us into his hope. This happens. All we need to do is ask and given insights and hope in our prayer.